and Jesus Christ is the one that carries out the plans of God. Amen. He's the one that carries out the plans of God the Father. And of course, we understand that the Holy Spirit is the revealer of the plans of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He is the revealer of the plan. As a matter of fact, I want to read to you a very, very familiar two or three verses. Turn in your Bible to Jeremiah chapter 29, Jeremiah the 29th chapter. Most of you are familiar with these verses. Some of you are not. Some of you that's watching the live stream, you are not. But I hope you will turn there with us. Hallelujah. And in Jeremiah chapter 29, beginning at verse 11, the Lord says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace." Somebody say amen to that.
Amen.
"And not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Hallelujah. "Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Hallelujah. Amen. Now, going back up to verse 11, again, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." And let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit is very much involved in verse 11. Well, in all of God's word. But you understand what I'm saying? Amen. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for my life. And it is a good plan. Somebody say it's a good plan.
Good.
Come on, say it again. It's a good plan.
It's a good plan.
God didn't plan anything bad for you or for me. It's a good plan. All things work together for what? Huh?
Good.
All things work together for good to those that love God and to those that are called according to his purpose. So you may be going through a tough time. You know, there may be challenges in your lives, obstacles seemingly in your way. But you gotta know this thing is working out for your good. Amen. And it's working out for your good because of who you know and because of the promise that he has given you. And he's given us the Spirit, his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to dwell on the inside of us. He is on the inside of us to help make sure that the plan of God comes to fruition in our lives. Of course, we have to cooperate with it. Amen. Glory to God. Because his plan for us is to give us a future and a hope. And yes, our ultimate hope is heaven. Right?
Amen.
But guess what? We got to live while we're here in the earth.
Right.
Amen. Amen. There are things that we have to deal with while we're here in the earth. And we need some help.
Amen.
And we'll get to this later, but Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you without a helper. And he didn't. Glory be to God. All righty, let me get to my page here. Thank you, Lord. Is anybody in here excited about the Word of God? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. If I remember correctly, we covered a number of different things last week. But this is one I want to start right here. I want you to grab a hold of this, and don't you ever let it slip. Please. God's given us, those of us that are born again, He's given us His Spirit, right? Yes. To dwell on the inside of us. But He is called the Holy Spirit. Don't you ever lose sight of the fact that He is holy. I have the Holy One abiding on the inside of me. You have the Holy One. If you saved, you have the Holy One abiding on the inside of you. And we are, listen to me, we are to be mindful every day of His presence. Amen. Mindful of His presence. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, I think I told you last week. Go ahead and turn to the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, first of all, I want you to look at the 30th verse. Ephesians, the fourth chapter, the 30th verse. It says, And by the way, the reason that word "and" is there is because something was said before the "and." And it's all connected together here. But let me read verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Do you see that? And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Amen. We have the Holy One living on the inside of us. Now, having read verse 30, I want to go on the other side of the and begin reading at verse 25. Are you still with me? It says, verse 25, therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor. Sometimes the devil, if we're not careful, will rock us to sleep and we won't listen to these verses. Sometimes we feel like, well, you know, that's kind of boring. Come on, get to the good stuff. But let me tell you something. Back in the Songs of Solomon, there's a verse there talking about the little foxes and how the little foxes can spoil the vine. And so my point in the matter is simply this, Sometimes it's the little things that we choose to ignore that's going to spoil the vine for us and cause us not to bear fruit. Are you still with me this morning? Amen. So let's go back to verse 25. Therefore, putting away lying. What are we supposed to do with lying? Put it away. Amen. That's what you used to do before you got saved. I mean, you know, some folk live by lying. I've met a few of them in my lifetime. They didn't think they could make it if they didn't tell a lie. But once you meet Jesus, Jesus said, put that stuff away. The Lord says, put it away. Therefore, put away lying. Let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Oh, hallelujah. Be angry and do not sin. You know, you can have righteous anger. Amen. In other words, you can hate sin, not the sinner, but you can hate sin. God hates sin. But he doesn't hate sinners, because the Bible tells us, for God so loved the world, which was full of sinners, that he gave his only begotten son. And you know the rest of it. Too many times we start hating people because of what they do or how they act. And listen, can I help you with something? It's a thin line. You can hate and act so bad that you can get to the point where now you are hating that person that's committing the act. When the Bible tells us that we're supposed to be praying for those folks. Am I telling you the truth? We are supposed to be praying for those folks. We don't like what they do, how they live. But we need to pray that their eyes are opened. Amen. That's how things are changed, when God's people step up to the plate. Amen. But be angry and sin, and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. As a little side thought, y'all mind if I give you a little side thought? I remember reading this years ago. And so I made a decision. I've tried the best of my ability to stick to it. If my wife and I, and we've been married over 49 years now, if we have a disagreement about something, I try not to let the sun go down before we get the issue settled. Amen. Now you have to be wise there, because the devil's slick. Sometimes he tell you, yeah, you can go ahead, you know, go on to sleep, forgive, go on to sleep, and I'll remind you again tomorrow. All y'all looking at me so holy and sanctified, y'all know y'all dealt with the same thing. But you know what? The Word of God say, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Don't go to sleep having aught against anybody, your wife, your husband, your kids, or any your neighbor, anybody. Amen. Forgive them and pray for them. So verse 26, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let him that stole steal no longer, but rather let him do what? Labor, working with his hands what is good, so that he may have, y'all read the rest of that. That doesn't even say so you can pay your bills. It says so you can give. Now, I could stop right there and preach another 2 hours on that. Don't get nervous. I'm not. I'm not going to do it. But we see here the power of giving. There is power in giving. Things happen when we give. Because the Holy Spirit knew, knowing human nature, that the giving is going to be the hardest part. So he said, work, don't steal. And anybody steal, they don't steal to give, do they? They steal to keep. They don't steal to bless, they steal to keep. But the word of God says, work, labor with your own hands so that you can have something to give. And that goes for all of us. Amen. But I'm going to move on. It says, verse 29, listen to this. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And then there's verse 30 again. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Now, you may be thinking, okay, preacher, that's good. Now, get on into something that show me how I can be blessed. Show me. I am. I just read it. I just read it. Well, let me see. Don't the Bible tell us, not only does it tell us not to grieve the Holy Spirit, but it tells us to walk in the Spirit. Am I right? I said, am I right? Now, see, walking in the Spirit is not what a lot of people think it is. A lot of people think about, when you're walking in the Spirit, they're always thinking about the spectacular. You're walking in the Spirit, and you walk by someone and say, oh, sister, thus says the Lord, this, that, and the other. Oh, brother, be healed. And you're supposed to fall on the floor, you know, and all that. And don't get me wrong, I'm not belittling anything. All that's real. All that's of God. The gifts of the Holy Spirit does work. Don't he? He does work. But, you know, sometimes we have to be in a place where he can use us. Because if you're in a state of rebellion, it's hard to hear him anyway. Even if God wants you to move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, if you are in a rebellious state doing your own thing, most likely you're not going to hear it. So we are told to walk in the Spirit, to live in the Spirit. And the Bible tells us how to do that. I want God to do spectacular things in my life, but I want to be in a position for him to use me. Amen. Turn in your Bibles to the 5th chapter of Galatians. Hallelujah. Are your ears and hearts open to receive the word? Yes. Hallelujah. We have the precious Holy Spirit on the inside of us, and he's with us. Hallelujah. And hopefully you baptize with him. Full of it. But we are to walk in the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5. I'm going to begin reading at verse 16. Galatians 5:16. I say then, walk in the Spirit. You see that? Walk in the Spirit. Live in the Spirit. And, in other words, if you will walk in the Spirit, it goes on to say, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. The flesh wants to do its thing, and the Spirit of God wants to do his thing. And they don't work together. Verse 17, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are what? If you are what? Say that again. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Amen. Now we're talking about being led by the Spirit. We're talking about walking in the Spirit, aren't we? Yeah. Aren't we? Yeah. Verse 19, now the works of the flesh are evident. Now, remember, he said the flesh and the Spirit are contrary to one another. There's a battle there. The flesh wants to do its thing. The flesh wants to lie still, talk about folks and all that, and we'll read it here again. But it wants to do its thing. But that's not what the Holy Spirit wants to do. So that's the reason, as Christians, listen to me, that's the reason, as Christians, as born-again believers, we have to make a decision that I'm going to put, that we're going to put the flesh under. We get to choose who we follow. Are we going to follow the desires of the flesh, our carnal nature, or are we going to follow the desires of the Holy Spirit? The choice is ours. And the flesh is yelling and screaming for your attention. Remember what she did to you? Remember what they said about you? You should never forgive them. I hate it when I hear people make this statement. I can never forgive them. Wow, that's so final. That is so final, folks. You still here? All righty. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go back up to 18, then we'll read on. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery. That's a man having sex with someone other than his wife, or a woman having sex with someone other than her husband. Fornication. That's just illicit sex altogether. Listen to me, please. Believers should not be involved in that type of behavior. And sometimes folk will walk out of the church and say, well, I just don't believe the word of God anymore because it's not working in my life. You know, it's just not working. It's just not working. But have you taken the time to examine yourself? If God's word is going to work in your life, you're going to have to work the word, all of it. You just can't select what you want. You know, I just can't select, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Yes, that is the word of God, but there is more word of God. And I've got to live. I've got to walk in all of it. Not just the ones that I like. Are you still here? Hallelujah. This may not be a pew jumping sermon, but it's good.
Amen.
It is good. It's the word of God. So let me read on verse 19 again. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, reveries, and the like. In other words, all the other stuff that's not listed. Of which I'll tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Do you know over in Peter, this is just an example of what I'm talking about. It tells the husbands not to be bitter against their wives so that their prayers won't be hindered. Right. Folks, what I'm telling you is there are things out there that can short circuit the blessings of God. These things were not put in place in the Bible just to take up space. It's there for our good. Y'all still with me?
Amen.
Amen. I hadn't seen anybody jump over a chair yet, so I got to preach a little longer, don't I? Amen. Brother Bobby going to be the first one, eh? But now, remember now, we're told to walk in the Spirit, to be led by the Spirit, right? Yes. Now, look at verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is. Now, listen, if you want to follow the Spirit of God, if you want to be in tune, listen to me, in tune with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that's on the inside of you, this is the fruit that you will be bearing. And you place yourself in a position for God to use you.
Amen.
Do you really think God's going to use a person that's angry all the time, bitter? Have one of those don't bother me attitude? God can't use that person. He wants to. He wants to, but we have to be in a position to be used. I want to be in a place where God can use me. So if I'm going to be in a place where God can use me, then I'm going to have to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Love. Love. And if you hadn't been walking in love, now is the time to repent right where you're sitting. Joy. Oh, man. Let me tell you something. You cannot follow the Holy Spirit and flow with the Holy Spirit and not be joyous. Things can be so bad on the outside, but because you're flowing with him, walking with him, following him, you have the joy of the Lord all over you. Folks won't even understand you. They'll even whisper to their neighbor and say, what's wrong with them? Don't they know what's going on? Haven't they listened to television? Haven't they read the newspaper? How can they walk around with that silly looking smile on their face and everything is dark all around us? It's because we're walking in the Spirit. We're being led by the Spirit. Make a decision. I'm going to walk in love. Because you cannot control people. People are going to do what they want to do. They're going to say what they want to say. They're going to act the way they want to act. And you can worry yourself to death. And they will come to your funeral. And leave and continue to act the way they was acting before you died. Don't let nobody put you in bondage by the way they act, by what they say. You make a decision. I'm walking in love. I have the greater one on the inside of me. I cannot be defeated. Glory to God. I cannot be defeated because I'm following him. So the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. In other words, you're patient. Things may not seem to change right away, but that's all right because you know who you are. Long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Hallelujah. Oh, let me tell you something. That's definitely something that the body of Christ need more of is faithfulness. You hear me? Faithfulness. Not empty promises, but faithfulness. Faithful. Everybody say faithfulness.
Faithfulness.
Glory to God. See, that's one of the fruits of the Spirit that's on the inside of you. And let me tell you something. Everything that I'm reading here, we can walk in that because he lives on the inside of us. When we make a decision, I am not following the flesh. I am following the Spirit of God. Let me read on. Faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Somebody say amen. I'm here to let me tell you something. Listen to the pastor real good here. Y'all listening to the pastor? You hear me? You can control yourself. I've heard people say, I tell you what, you know, I love the Lord, but I tell you what, I just couldn't help it. I just had to tell them off. I just had to, yes, you could help it. One of the things we as believers have to learn to do, y'all, I don't know if y'all ready for this one or not, but I'm going to give it to you anyhow. One thing that we as believers must learn to do is to make sure our mouth don't get ahead of our brain. Isn't there something that says be quick to hear and slow to speak? There's a reason for that, those instructions. Y'all glad y'all came to church? Oh, we talking about following the Holy Ghost. We talking about flowing with the Holy Ghost. Do you want to flow with the Holy Ghost? Flowing with the Holy Ghost is more than a dance. Flowing with the Holy Ghost is more than a jerk. flowing with the Holy Ghost is a lifestyle. You hear me? We're to flow every day. Y'all gonna make me preach up in here? So, verse 23 again, gentleness, self-control, against such there is no law. And listen at this. Are you ready for verse 24? And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the what? That's the Holy Spirit, by the way. If we live in the Spirit, let us also do what? Walk in the Spirit. I might as well read the last verse of the chapter. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God, are the daughters of God. Yes, the Spirit of God does speak to us. We can have unctions from the Spirit of God. Sometimes you can hear an audible voice. I've heard an audible voice before, God's audible voice. I heard it, and I'm not sure anybody around me would have heard it, but it was real to me. But I've also had the unction of the Holy Spirit on the inside of my spirit, directing me, directing my life. You hear me? But you have to make up your mind that you're going to walk in the Spirit. You're going to live in the Spirit. And it makes it so much easier for Him to lead you and to guide you. You hear me? Now, here's what happens. Did the Holy Spirit stop dealing with you when you get in the flesh? No, He does not. Because here's what happens. See, when you get in the flesh and start doing your own thing, then there's a thing called conviction. Because He's trying to get you back into the place you're supposed to be so He can use you. There's a thing called conviction. The Spirit of God will convict us when we get out of line. Amen? Anybody in here ever been convicted before? My hand's up. Matter of fact, I put up both hands. Amen. And sometime the conviction of the Holy Spirit will cause us to go and make some things right. That's isn't that being led by the Spirit? If I realize, you know, this sister sitting on the front row, God bless her, good to have her up here, but I since she up here, I'm using her a lot. But if I have hurt this sister or said anything against her, the Spirit of God's going to convict me about that. What am I to do? I am to go and apologize to this sister, ask her to forgive me for what I said or for what I did. That's following the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Amen. Glory. It is, and I'm getting ready to close with this. It is more important to God. Don't lose this. It is more important to God that we live and walk in the Spirit on a daily basis than it is going to lay hands on someone to get them healed or have some miracles work that we can give a testimony about, oh, God did this and God did that. Well, praise God that he did it, but it's more important to God that we stay full of the Holy Spirit, flowing in the Holy Spirit, which means then that we're going to walk in love. Amen. That we are going to allow this fruit of the Holy Spirit to be manifested in our lives. Amen. And when we do that, guess what? You draw people. Right. People be drawn to you. You'll be like a magnet, and they'll come to you. And they'll want to, you know, brother, tell me about this. Brother, sister, tell me about, pray for me. I need prayer here. I need prayer there. Let's become a magnet simply because we make a decision that we're going to walk in the Spirit. Not always looking for the spectacular, but walking day by day with the Lord. That's all my, everybody say day by day with the Lord.
Day by day with the Lord.
Say it one more time.
Day by day with the Lord.
Following the Holy Spirit, following the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. Because he has been given to us to minister to us on a daily basis, to use us on a daily basis for his glory. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. Oh, I thank you, Father. May we flow in the Spirit. May we walk in the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. May we remain sensitive to the Holy Spirit, because he is a vital part of our lives. He abides on the inside of us to lead us and guide us every day. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. I want to speak